Growing Down. A Guide to Being Authentically You. Andrew Stevens. First published 2025. Introduction. I am a writer, but I am also a sissy baby girl. I understand and accept that conundrum and have been so since as long as I can remember, and certainly in my early teens when I found who I truly was. Ever since that day, I have wanted to be a baby girl more and more. The desire never diminished, and in fact, as I got older, I felt the distance between my physical age and my regressed age of 12 months getting further apart. I have been growing down my entire life, and probably you are similar, or someone you know is. I recently wrote a book, Annie Grows Down, Cue Shameless Self-Promotion. In that story, I wrote about how I wished it had been that way for me when I was an early teenager, and that I could reverse direction and grow down with the assistance and support of all those around me. I wrote about how becoming a baby girl instead of a boy was natural, simple, and easy. Fiction is like that. You can make the difficulties and practical considerations just disappear. So that is what this book is about, growing down but in the real world. We can rarely get everything we want in life, but where growing down is concerned, it's usually almost nothing. We take what we can find, hold onto it dearly, and enjoy the regression where and when we can. But like most things in life, even the very difficult or borderline impossible things, there are clues and patterns to help us get as much as we can. This is that book. It is a discussion on the idea of growing down, how we do it, how we get away with it, and how to enjoy it. Unlike my fiction books, where there are always partners or parents ready and willing to help, this book inhabits the real world where growing down is mostly done alone. There are those with a parent or caregiver who can help at least occasionally, but for a book like this to have much practical value, it needs to talk about doing it alone. So find what you can out of this, and I hope it helps you to grow down more often, more enjoyably. And if you are a parent or caregiver reading this, please take note of what is written. When growing down, what we need more than even nappies is you. Someone to hold our hand and simply tell us we are safe and okay. Now, onto the book. Chapter 1, You're Not Alone. The baby inside you is real. And they're safe here. It often starts as a whisper, a strange quiet pull in your heart when you pass a nursery aisle at the store, or when you hear the gentle hum of a lullaby, or when you catch yourself wishing just for a moment that someone else could take over, that you could curl up in softness and stop being so big. And you were probably a child the first time. You may not have told anyone. Maybe not even yourself. It can feel too strange to name or put words to, and too hard to explain. But even if no one knows, even if you've kept it secret for years, you're here now. And that means something very real and very brave has already happened. Because what you're feeling isn't bad. And it isn't wrong. It is, however, curious and unexpected and difficult to explain. That deep yearning inside you to be little, to be safe, and to be cared for completely is real. It's tender. It's sacred. And it deserves to be heard. Some people call it regression. Some say it's lifestyle babyhood. Others call themselves littles or adult babies or toddlers at heart. There are as many names as there are stories. But they all come back to something simple, the truth that a part of you longs to grow down, not up. And this is the essence of the problem.